Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth.
Luke 2, verse 46. Luke 2, 46 says, "And it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions."
If Jesus was asking questions at an early age, should we do any less? We find it significant that the verse says Jesus heard them and then asked questions. The best way to learn is to ask questions of your pastor, your mentor, or spouse, or anyone else that you know will offer godly counsel and wisdom. Don't spend your time asking questions from anyone as lost as a goose in a blizzard. Here are 5 things that we should know about asking questions. Then we're going to share with you a profound passage of Scripture on asking questions. First, listen and learn before you ask your questions. And I don't know how many times we've shared it over the 6 years plus that we've been doing this daily call. But I know we've told folks that the letters that form the word listen also create the word silent. Now, do you think there's a reason why God gives us 2 ears and a mouth? It's been recommended that perhaps we should listen twice as much as we talk.
So true. In James 1:19, Classic Amplified Bible, James 1 verse 19 says, "Understand this, my beloved brethren. Let every man be quick to hear, a ready listener, slow to speak, slow to take offense, and to get angry." It's significant that James 1:19 begins with the word understand before we're told to be ready listeners.
You know, honey, that's an amazing observation. Simply said, hearing God's word is not enough. We must understand what we're hearing. Strategic listening prompts understanding, which will always allow us to ask the right questions.
Second, think creatively, then write down your questions. If you have a mentor or someone whose opinion you highly value, prepare a list of questions before you have a conversation with them. You might want to write this next sentence down and meditate on it. Your preparation for conversation is an indication of respect and honor.
Say it again.
Good. Your preparation for conversation is an indication of respect and honor. When someone comes to see us with a list of written questions, we know they're serious about learning. We view the list of written questions as a sign of respect for our time, which is, as we've said many times in the past, our life.
Hallelujah.
Third, realize the right question always precedes the right answer. What is it you really want to learn, you really want to know as a result of your questions? In John 6, verse 5 in the New International Version, it says, "When Jesus looked up and saw a great crowd coming toward him, he said to Philip, 'Where shall we buy food for these people to eat?'" The scripture says that Jesus was testing Philip. In John 6, next verse 6, in the New International Version, it says, "He asked this only to test him, for he already had in mind what he was going to do." And without question, think about this, Philip missed it. Jesus asked Philip where they could buy bread to eat, and Philip responded by totally ignoring that question that Jesus asked him. Jesus asked him and wanted to know where, and Philip was trying to figure out how.
Wow.
Andrew was more helpful than Philip, although it seems he didn't see a complete potential for miracle manifestation. In John 6, verse 8, where it says, "There is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 fishes, 2 small fishes. But what are they among so many?" Philip had asked how, and now Andrew was asking what. Jesus just wanted to know where, because he already had the answer to the right question. but the right question wasn't asked.
That's it. That's exactly right. Fourth, remember you're asking a question, not giving a speech. When in the presence of your mentor or anyone who has information you want or need, remember you're not there to impress them by your words. You're there to learn from them. Stories told of a young entrepreneur who once convinced a friend to arrange for him to meet Colonel Sanders of Kentucky Fried Chicken KFC fame. They didn't like using the word fried. Anyhow, the man was invited to Colonel Sanders' home one evening. Upon sitting down with the colonel, the young man immediately began talking about his dreams and goals, offering his opinions on an ever-increasing number of topics. About 2 hours into the conversation, Colonel Sanders got up, headed for the stairs. The young man inquired as to whether or not he would return. Colonel Sanders, "No, I'm going to bed. When you're interested in hearing my opinions, come back. We'll arrange another appointment." It's not about you. It's about them.
And fifth, answering a question with a question makes the other person think or come to some sort of self-realization. One of the best examples, Jesus uses it a lot, really, of asking the right question can be found in Genesis 3:8-13. Genesis 3:8-13, ever since the beginning, which states this, "And when they heard the voice of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves in the presence of the Lord, God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord called to Adam and said to him, 'Where art thou?' And he said, 'I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself.' And he said," this being God, "'Who told thee thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat?' And the man said, the woman that thou gavest to me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord God said to the woman, 'What is this that thou hast done?' And the woman said, 'The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat.'"
Well, let me just tell you, there was a little playing the blame game going on there.
There you go.
And by the way, I want to say women over the centuries have had taken a bum rap for this because of Eve, what she did. But when you read the scripture, it says Adam was standing there with her. So just think about that.
Thank you for sticking up for us, Dan.
Six, exercise initiative and speaking to right people. What does initiative mean to you? According to Random House Word Dictionary, initiative is defined as an introductory act or step, leading action, readiness, and ability in initiating action. Over probably 35 years ago, I saw a powerful saying cross-stitch and hang in a man's office. It said, "Initiative is doing the right thing without being told to do it." That's a great
saying.
It is. The best initiative you can demonstrate is not from the minds of men, but rather the kind inspired by God. We're going to share with you four verses, and we suggest you read them at least two or three times on your own. In fact, we encourage you to have a pen and paper ready so you can make notes on this powerful passage.
In Luke 12:29-30, this comes from the Message Bible. It says, "What I'm trying to do here is to get you to relax, not be so preoccupied with getting so that you can respond to God's giving. People who don't know God and the way he works fuss over these things, but you know both God and how he works. Steep yourself in God reality, God initiative, God provisions. You'll find all your everyday human concerns will be met. Don't be afraid of missing out. You're my dearest friends. The Father wants to give you the very kingdom itself."
Now, there are 10 things that you can glean from that passage of scripture. But in this teaching, we're going to focus on the expression, God initiative. So here are 7 keys the taking initiative. Number one, ask God for his direction and wisdom. Remember, it's the God initiative you're after.
Number two, make a commitment to step out in front. See yourself being successful.
Number three, create a game plan. Put your plan in writing. If you have a supervisor that you need to get their approval beforehand, you know, get it. Don't just take off on your own without speaking to the person in authority.
Number four, establish a timeline. You got to know what you want to have, and you got to know when you want to have it happen.
Number five, monitor your progress. As I've always said, you must inspect what you expect, prevent defects so you can be perfect. Think about that.
Mm-hmm. Number six, overcome any and all the obstacles. If your plan were easy, anybody could do it. If you ask your Heavenly Father, he'll help you and gladly instruct you on the path that you need to take to get your goals met.
Number seven, enjoy your success as you give God the glory. Always remember who brought you to the dance, who gave you his wisdom and favor and ability to succeed. And the last key, number seven or seventh, bless those who give of their lives to answer your questions.
Galatians 6, verse 6 in the Classic Amplified says, let him who receives instruction in the word of God share all good things with his teacher, contributing to his support.
As previously stated on today's call, when someone spends their time advising and helping you, you're not only getting the answers, you're getting their lives, because their time is their life. The Living Bible translation of that scripture, Galatians 6:6, is even more direct when it says, those who are taught the word of God should help their teachers by paying them. And just remember this, you're not buying their time. You're blessing them for sharing it and their combined wisdom with you. Learning the right to ask the right questions will take you from a so-so job or position into a whole new level.
That's it.
Learning to ask the right questions.
So true.
And learning the people that you need to ask those questions of. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, we trust you're going to have a marvelous Monday morning.
Amen.
And a marvelous Monday day. And whenever you hear the podcast of this, if you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com. At the top where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. Make sure you check out this week's two-minute video. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.